Good morning to each and every listener of the broadcast. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. I'd like to speak about something that these days they call positive attitude. We would perhaps say it a little differently. Maybe we'd say having faith in God. You may remember that one scripture said it's impossible to please God without faith. So let me speak of that for just a moment and give you a scripture here in 2 Timothy 1 and 12. But before I do, may I pause just long enough to tell you that God has been answering prayer. We're deeply grateful to God and to those of you who have prayed with us that we may continue in this ministry of sending forth the gospel over the air and through the mail. And thank you for all that you have done and are doing to help us keep the broadcast on the air. Now, this scripture, "For the which cause I also suffered these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." 2 Timothy 1:12 now. And I like that. I want to tell you that that really does something for me. For I see in this dear saint of God a determination, a decision, a persuasion. He wasn't halfway decided to go with the Lord. He was fully persuaded. And he was persuaded that God was able to keep him, that he was able to keep him from everything that he wanted him to be kept from, and that which he would let him go through, that he was going to help him through that. So there was no indecision here. Now, that's the part I want to bring out in this message today. The fact that it requires perfect submission, perfect faith, perfect willingness to follow the Lord all the way. Now, again, from the book of James, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." James 1, 2 through verse 8. Oh, what a sad condition it is to see one who is halfway decided one way or another. They'd like to serve the Lord, and yet they want the pleasures of the world. It's hard to give up one to go with the other. Now, you know the Lord can't get pleasure out of a person like that. He wants someone who is not a double-minded man. Double-minded, this would mean I want this, and yet I'd like to go that way. Now, friends, we've just got to decide and make up our minds which way we're going to go in life. You can't have everything. You can't have all the pleasures of the world and still serve the Lord too. But I'll assure you this, with this positive attitude of faith, you can have joys unspeakable and full of glory. You can have the peace of God in your heart regardless of all the opposition that comes. And not be like a wave tossed with the wind and driven. The wind come along and blow the waves one way in toward shore, or it may come again and blow them out to sea, just tossed to and fro, to and fro. That's the most miserable condition to be in. To be unstable and tossed up and down and to and fro. If someone talks to you one way, you agree with them, and someone comes along and talk to you a different way, then you agree with them. Friends, the Lord is not looking for rubber stamp type people who will just go whichever way the current goes, or the tide, or the multitude goes. The Lord is looking for people who will stand on His Word and go the way of truth and righteousness. Listen, So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Daniel 6:23. You may remember ever so well the story, how that Daniel was put to the test, and he would not bow down. He would not turn from his way of righteousness and cease his praying, but he continued praying to the God of heaven, and the God of heaven delivered him from the den of lions. Oh, the king was troubled when he had him put in there, but here it said, because he believed in his God. He was not halfway decided. He was fully persuaded, just as the Apostle Paul was, that the Lord was able to keep that which he had committed into his hands. Now, have you ever heard? Certainly, most of you have. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Daniel 3:16, 18. Friends, now consider this for a moment. Here were these three Hebrew children, and they were put to the test. The test was, will you or will you not bow down and worship this golden image which has been set up? They let it be known that they were not careful to answer the king in this matter. They were not undecided with the indecision and halting and all, but they already knew which way they wanted to go. They wanted to worship the true God of Israel, and they had nothing to do with the golden image that was set up. Now, I like to notice a few things about this incident here. They were not popular in what they did. They did not go the way that was popular. You know, it's easy to do things which other folks are doing and to go the way which others are going. You're going with the crowd. You're going with the multitude. But when you stand out against the crowd and against the multitude, not for the sake of being different, if you please, not because you want to be obstinate and contrary and all this sort of thing, but because you want to go the way that God wants you to go, then it's not popular. So, while all the others were bowing down and they were playing this music and all the others were bowing down, it was great. They were going along the way of the multitude. That was not hard to do. But it does take courage, and it does take the grace of God when you're going different from the way the multitude is going. Oh, I appreciate what these boys did. But you know, because of their full decision to go with the way of God, they were delivered out of the burning fiery furnace. No smell of smoke was found upon them. God delivered them. Oh, thank God for those who have a decision to go with the way of God. Now, another thing, you know, it makes it so hard if you're halfway decided and you can't make up your mind which way you want to go. You're in for trouble. You can't be happy one way and you can't have victory the other way, and you're hindered in going either way that you go. You're in for trouble either way. So, dear ones, why not just take the way of God? Just settle it in your heart that God is going to see you through. Now, that was largely the trouble of Balaam. You may remember how that he was called over by Balak to curse the children of Israel. And I really think he wanted to go, and yet God was not giving him permission to go and said no. And finally he did. Well, he really got in trouble. He just had a lot of trouble because of his indecision. Now, I like the way that Elijah said it. This was in the years long ago, but God was with him and God blessed him. Listen, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. 1 Kings 18:21. Well, you know why they didn't answer him anything? Because a multitude was going the way of Baal. There were 450 prophets of Baal. And there was Elijah, just one lone prophet of God. But you know, he was still willing to stand for God. He was willing to go the way that was contrary to that which was popular and contrary to the way the multitude was going. So God manifested himself in a very marvelous way when Ahab gather all Israel together and the 450 prophets of Baal together. God manifested himself in a marvelous way in consuming with fire the sacrifice which Elijah had prepared for the God of Israel. Dear ones, the Lord is still alive today. He's still working, but he's working in the hearts of those who have this positive attitude of faith to know that God is going to see you through. Oh, I like this scripture. This is a favorite. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. Ruth 1:16-18. Oh, this dear Moabitess daughter was willing to go with Naomi all the way. She was going to serve the Lord and be right by her side wherever she may go. Our Father, we thank you today for the privilege of bringing thy word to the listeners of the broadcast. We ask you to give each and every one a very positive decision to go with the Lord all the way. And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. It's going to mean something for you to go with God. May he help and encourage you to be fully persuaded and to know that God can keep that which you have committed into his hands. And so, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.